Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Getting a little looser. I can't hold my water. All right. We'll do that down right after this hearing.
Don't sound like I'm up here, do I?
Everybody's got favorites when they start playing music, and I want to do just a little bit of a fella that meant a whole lot to me when I first started playing. I always worshiped Hank Snow's singing, and so I want to do just a little. I know you've heard of Hank Snow, and if you've never heard Hank Snow, this is going to sound exactly like him. Maybe like, what's that?
You need to do your other imitations too now, Charlie. Charlie does some other good imitations. We have any Ralph Stanley fans here today?
Judy.
Anybody like Ralph? Yeah, they like Ralph a little bit. Do your Ralph imitation for him, Charlie.
Well, I don't sing like Ralph. This is a little bit like Ralph Stanley might sound being interviewed. Well, hello there, Ralph. You all booked up this year?
Well, yeah, I thought I was there. I had everything under pretty good control. And I turned it over to Curly Ray Klein. Kind of messed me up a bit there.
It's about that much.
That's pretty good. Give him a hand. How about Mac Wiseman? Anybody like Mac Wiseman? That makes part of the country? Yeah, they know Mac. Do you walk for him, Charlie? I mean, Mac. Yeah.
Thank you, friends and neighbors. It's mighty nice to be here with all you fine folks today. I'd like to do one of the old numbers that we had on Dot a good many years ago, a little thing called Love Letters in the Sand.
About the band, Mac.
Poor dude, though, I'd like to introduce all my band. What say your name was, son? He don't know.
Pitiful, pitiful.
Why are you on such a good roll?
He just comes in, rents a car, flies in, rents a car, comes to the festival, plays, gets a band, and runs away with all the money.
Well, Charlie, he's on a good roll. My personal favorite. It's kind of a challenge for you, but I believe you can do it. I'd love for you one time to give me a little Porky Pig. Anybody there want to hear Porky Pig imitated one time? Or there's five other people want to hear Porky Pig too.
I don't do Porky Pig, but if you like a tree, I'll imitate a dog.
I'll tell you what, before we get in trouble, let's pretend we're down in Nashville, Tennessee, on a cool Saturday evening at the Grand Ole Opry. We get the opera announcer to come around here and introduce the opera stars tonight. Take it away, Ron.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Y'all having a good time this evening? Let me hear you.
Now, we know it's hot, but we can do better than that, I think. Let's try it one more time.
I said, are you having a good time this evening? Let me hear
you.
Well,
let's try it. Come on. There you go. Having a good time in Connecticut.
Much better. Much better. We got a lot of big stars in the opera this evening.
Thank you, Ron.
Not you.
Said big.
Yeah, I said big. I got that part right. Including this next gentleman. He's no stranger to you than he is to us, but we'll bring him on anyway. Make welcome the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
Thank you, friends and neighbors. All the Rainbow Ranch boys ready?
Yeah.
Chubby, would you watch your fiddle bow and my toupee?